Good morning and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, and with me today is my special guest, Paul Pagnotta. Welcome, Paul.
Thank you, Wayne. I appreciate you having me here.
Paul has been a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth over the years in a couple of different iterations over the last 4.5 years that we've had the show. But today he joins us in a new capacity. Is that correct?
That's correct.
He is now with Hightower Advisors and is a managing director with that group. He's partner with David Karp and the Pagnotta Karp Group. And as the team's founder, he's been instrumental in creating systems and processes used by the group. Prior to joining Hightower Advisors, Paul spent 19 years at Merrill Lynch, where he founded the DC branch of the Private Banking and Investment Group. Paul consults to advisors nationally on practice and asset management. He's a graduate of Florida Atlantic University, and Paul was recently named one of the top advisors in Washington, D.C. by Barron's, not only in 2011, but also 2010 and 2009. He and his wife, Angie, live in Vienna, Virginia with their 3 kids, and let's get to it. Let's get to it. You and David, your partner, have been featured in many articles recently, including publications such as Forbes, Washington Business Journal, Registered Rep, and I saw you in Private Wealth magazine recently, and also the Chicago Tribune. You've created quite a buzz in the industry. What's going on here?
Well, thank you. This is extremely exciting. We feel that Hightower and our partnership is creating a new paradigm in the financial and services industry. Something similar to what happened in the music industry with the iPod.
So you're comparing yourself to Steve Jobs.
I didn't say that.
but how is it akin to the iPod? I mean, how does the analogy work there?
Great question. If you think about the iPod, what did it do? It transformed the music industry because you now have one device where you can purchase and easily sort through the music you want. It can store all the music that you want, and it's very easy to play it wherever you are. Well, it's very similar to what we're doing in the private wealth management space. Today, clients, individuals, high-net-worth individuals have the ability to utilize us as their iPod. We can custody their assets of their choosing. Assets can be custodied at firms like the biggest custodian in the world, J.P. Morgan, mm-hmm. Mellon Bank, RBC, Fidelity, Schwab, etc. Whatever they want.
Whatever platform they want to use, they can pick that platform.
Exactly. And then the research. We have research from everyone on the street. We receive it every single day, mm-hmm. as well as independent research, Boston Consulting Group, et cetera, et cetera. So that, as well as the ultra high net worth solutions that are created by the large banks. So we have relationship with Merrill Lynch. We continue our relationship with Merrill Lynch, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. So we have access to what the solutions are that they're providing their ultra high net worth clients.
Is this a relatively new phenomenon, the migration of people from the wirehouses to these independent registered investment advisory groups?
This has been a trend that has been accelerating in pace over the last 3 to 5 years. And we feel we're pretty close to a tipping point over the next 12 to 24 months.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning we're going to reach a point where there will be more advisors and more assets on the independent platform than there are on the wirehouse platform.
Is that right?
We will reach that point.
Wow. That's a pretty significant shift in the industry.
It is.
It's a paradigm shift, really.
It is a paradigm shift.
You guys are right in the thick of it. So the team has a mantra. I know that I've heard it over the years. It's always do the right thing. What do you mean by that?
Well, if you think about it, and this is another reason why we moved the way we did, our shareholders today are our clients. And that's always been our business model, is we always do the right thing, and we're maniacally focused on our client. We want to unleash the most value we possibly can for our clients every single day. So now, our shareholders, our sole source of revenue, comes from our clients. Whereas before, when you're with a wirehouse, you have shareholders that are stockholders and your firm is needing to generate profits and products, et cetera, et cetera. Our clients are our shareholders.
So you've got to always put the client first.
Always.
Ahead of everything else. What other values and principles do you as a team espouse or believe in?
Well, the concept behind our team is a concept of unique ability. And we firmly believe that everyone has a certain genius Everybody is different on the planet, and there are certain things that I can do that are unique to me that would give me more energy, and certain things you could do that are unique to you give you more energy. So over the years, we've assembled a team of 12 individuals who all have complementing unique abilities, and my goal as a team leader is to have each person spend 80% of their day in their area of unique ability. So this way, every time you get up out of bed, you hit the floor running. You're excited to do what you want to do, and you're ultimately going to have the greatest impact on the client, the organization, and ultimately society.
You know, that's really a great attribute to have for a team. And that's I talked about this on my last week's program about team building. It's not just about assembling people who get along. It's about people who have energy in what they do. And so what you've done is you've assembled a team that draws energy from what they do most of the time. And yeah. You're getting them to do what they want to do as opposed to what they have to do at work.
That's exactly right. Some other unique characteristics of our group is it's not just our business model and unique ability concept, but we provide a complete family office solution for the ultra high net worth individual. And it's pretty unique in our market space here. So we have two full-time concierges. We have an attorney. We have a CPA. So our clients are all entrepreneurs. They were very successful. They went through a liquidity event, and then their business has been sold. And so we want our job is to make their lives as easy as possible. So it could be helping them with their private aircraft, their aviation needs. We buy their cars for them. We'll plan their vacations, whatever they need. We can collect their mail, pay their bills. It's truly an outsourced family office solution. When you have go through a liquidity event, and you have assets of $10 million up to about $200, $225 million, you have a lot of capital, but you typically don't have enough capital to have your own full-time attorney, advisor, concierge, et cetera.
Right.
So we fill that void, that niche.
That's great. That's a great approach, and it's a family office approach, which is that what's distinguishing you from other advisors in the community?
That's one big distinguishing factor.
What else? What else distinguishes you?
So also our due diligence process. So we employ third-party managers. We feel it's very important to have your advisor separate than the asset manager. So we're not picking the individual stocks and bonds.
Okay.
And we have access to the best institutional managers in the world. We can hire anybody on behalf of our clients. But what we do is we take it to another level. When we give money capital to a manager on behalf of our client, we meet with that manager every quarter face to face.
Okay.
And I'm not aware of anybody else doing that. And it's different when you sit face to face to someone in their office and you're going through what happened, what their outlook is, what's in the portfolio today versus doing it over the phone or versus receiving a newsletter.
How many different institutional managers are you working with at any given point in time?
Approximately 14 to 17 different institutional managers.
So you guys are working for your money. You're not just sitting back and playing golf. You're out there meeting with the institutional managers, and really, that's a lot of people to meet with on a quarterly basis in addition to all the clients that you have. How many clients do you have? How many groups of family groups do you have?
So we work currently with about 60 families, 60 ultra high net worth families.
Okay.
So we spend our time, myself and my partner David, we spend our time with our clients. We meet with every client face to face every 3 months. Wherever they are, we go see them.
Okay.
And then every quarter, we're meeting with all the managers. But you're right, we're traveling a lot. I've been in New York every week for the last month. We're in California, we're in Chicago, we're in Boston, all the large money centers.
Right.
We spend a lot of time.
And so is there a minimum client that you take on board at the Pagnotto Carp Group?
Really, to begin unleashing our value and our platform, it's $10 million in investable assets.
Okay.
Once you get to that point, tapping into the institutional marketplace and our ultra high net worth solutions starts to make sense.
Now, when you say you have a minimum number of investable assets, do you also have a maximum? I mean, is there a client that could be too big for you to take?
We haven't experienced that year to date, but what we have experienced is once you start to have 300, 400, 500 million, you tend to form your own family office.
Understood. Yeah. So at that point, they have their own internal people that are running the whole show for them.
Exactly.
They have their own attorneys in-house and so on and so forth.
Exactly.
Now, you mentioned that you have attorneys on staff. What do they do for you?
So what they do is, part of our process is every quarter we have a different focus with our clients. So one of the quarters, we want them to meet with our attorney to review their estate planning documents,
right,
to make sure they're up to speed with the current estate tax laws. And he does not draft any legal documents. He does not do tax returns or anything like that. So that's where it's important for us to work very closely with the client's attorney.
Right.
But it's just to make sure the client has everything up to par based on changes that have taken place in their life and their family, as well with the tax laws.
And the concierges, you gave us some examples. Are there any other examples of how the concierges help out your clients to realize their dreams?
Sure. We have a host of examples. So it may be the client has always wanted to go to Europe, and they may have wanted to go to Italy, and they wanted to see the Vatican, or they may have wanted to done a cruise somewhere. They may want to go to Alaska, or they may want to go to Bora Bora. So literally, part of the unique ability of our concierge is to understand what our clients' dreams, what they want to experience, what their bucket list is, and to help them facilitate that.
So in terms of the Pagnotto-Karp group model, as compared to the quote-unquote traditional model, how do you compare and contrast it?
So for us, it's about making our clients' lives as easy as possible, them achieving their financial goals and objectives, taking the least amount of risk possible. So it goes way, way beyond the money aspect.
Is technology an important aspect of this for your group in terms of implementing all of the services that you provide?
It's absolutely critical. And this is another thing that's changed over the last several years in the wealth management space. The technology today and the providers that we work with, from a reporting standpoint, from an access standpoint, they just simply weren't available 3-4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have, our ability to access and the data mine, and also what the clients can now see online, is just awesome. State of the art.
Do you provide data storage for them as well? Do you actually store their documents and make it easier for them to gain access to the things that they really need to have access to at any given point in time?
Yes, we can create something what we call a vault, and it's a virtual
safe deposit box. Wonderful. Tell me a little bit about your practice and the background of your organization's foundation, the number of team members, and so on. Just give us a little bit of background on that.
Sure. So you have a total of 12 people. You have myself and my partner, David. We're the ones who interact and interface with the clients on a daily basis. We are also part of our investment strategy group. We have 3 analysts. There's Jason Stoneman, MBA from Hopkins. He's a CFA, Chartered Financial Analyst, and he is very involved with our manager due diligence process.
Mm-hmm.
We have Diana Grimsley, and we have Tom Fitzhugh, who also help out with manager due diligence, help out sorting all the research that we receive, and also custom client reporting.
Okay.
Then we have 4 client associates. I like to think of them as our client's private banker.
Okay.
They take care of everything from providing their lines of credit to their helping them with their cash flow, to their banking, their checking, their Visa, wire transfers, paying bills, all of that.
Everything.
So each client associate works with about 15 different families.
Wow.
And then we have 2 full-time concierges,
right?
Andrew Harlock and Shauna Smith. And they are just awesome, over the top. And then we have an attorney, a CPA that we work with as well.
What are the main reasons that you would give a potential client to choose Pagnotto-Karp as opposed to others, or make a switch to your group?
Well, a few reasons. One is they know they're always going to receive an unobstructed, objective advice. That's our business model. That's our mantra. Our systems and processes are completely set up for that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also going to receive complete transparency. They'll always be able to see 24/7 online every penny they have.
How do they get in touch with the Pagnotto-Karp Group at Hightower Advisors?
Be easy. Just call me. My number is 703-347-4476.
We've been talking with Paul Pagnotto of the Pagnotto-Karp Group at Hightower Advisors. Thanks for being a special guest on Blueprint for Wealth.
Thank you, Wayne. It's always my pleasure.
And to all you listeners out there, I hope you had a great New Year's and that you have a great year ahead of you. Have a great week as well.